Just a couple of points, and then we'll bring in Bloomberg's Steve Matthews for some quick analysis. Again, Mester saying that the Fed hasn't seen any progress on inflation and that the central bank is still too accommodative. He said there's always a risk when you're tightening to weigh up whether or not you're tightening too much or too little. But at this point, she said the larger risk comes from tightening too little and allowing very high inflation to persist. The big fear is it becomes embedded. She shrugged off a question about slowing down quantitative tightening, saying the Fed should stick to its balance sheet runoff. Let's get to Bloomberg, Steve Matthews. Steve, your main takeaway from that interview.
Well, there are a couple of things. She was asked about the meeting in November, and while she would not commit to 50 or 75 basis points as the hike for November, markets are pricing in obviously 75, the overall tone of her remarks was very supportive of 75 basis points. I mean, it was pretty clear from her comments that she viewed not saying one way or the other as kind of a perfunctory thing because, well, I want to go into the meeting and hear what other people are saying. And so it's like it's kind of a diplomatic way of some of the FOMC who refuse to commit in advance because they're listening at the meeting and want to hear what others have to say. But the reality is the tone of her remarks was very much that we need to do more. We need to do more now. And it was very supportive of 75. The other thing that really jumped out was the Loretta Mester is a longtime hawk. She worked for the Philadelphia Fed before becoming president in Cleveland and worked for a very hawkish president. But she said that we are all well aligned on policy, meaning the entire FOMC. And it's like, you know, she's not speaking for everyone else, but she's saying basically there are no hawks. There are no doves right now. Everybody is pretty much on board, and that was interesting.
Yeah, we have seen some few cracks here as well, but I just want to get to what else she was talking about, because she did say that they were monitoring financial markets and saying that financial markets were functioning. Well, you know, how does the Fed interpret market action is the key point I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, that was interesting because, you know, she was saying markets are fine right now. We don't see problems. We don't see any reason that with market turmoil that would cause us to stop. And I guess the one takeaway from that is one of the levers the Fed pulls is by raising rates, they want financial markets to react. I mean, they want financial conditions to tighten, and that means that, you know, a higher dollar and higher mortgage rates, and you know, presumably lower bond and stock prices. And there's a wealth effect through which, you know, the economy is slowed. And so I think up until now, they have seen these financial market changes, and if anything, are pleased by it because that's part of their goal is to slow the economy, and they haven't seen anything disruptive. The most disruptive thing, obviously, has been recently out of the Bank of England and what's happening in the UK, but that is not alarming enough right now.
I have to say that Janet Yellen said pretty much the same thing in a CNBC interview just a couple of hours ago. At the time, I felt like some in the market might think that they're asleep at the wheel, that they're not seeing that some of these things could be visiting U.S. shores. But it seems that at least at the moment, they feel comfortable. And actually, they're not really being very successful in bringing unemployment up, are they?
No. You have unemployment at 3.5%, and you just had, you know, another fairly big jobs report, meaning that job creation ordinarily should be to just account for the trend growth in the labor market would be around 100,000, and they're going more than twice that. So job growth is too high in their view. And the economy is too strong, so it's like,
all right, Steve. You know, a lot more work to be done. That's the key message. A lot more work to be done, and we are all on the same page. That's what she's been saying. Bloomberg, Steve Matthews with us, and again, our chat with Cleveland President Loretta Mester here live on Bloomberg Radio and Television.